It's 100 to 102 today, FM. I am very lucky to be here with Annie Clark, St. Vincent. How are you?
I'm good. This is good timing because I the second you walked in, I got over hiccups. I was having hiccups for the previous 30 minutes. Just in time for a radio interview.
No, that's the kind of thing that happens though, isn't it?
Yeah.
Although no one knew, you could be very creative with that.
I was going to just play my feelings. I have a guitar here that I was warming up on, and I was just going to play for you. An interpretive answer on guitar and not say a word.
I would have liked to have seen that. Yeah. It would have been good. Mass Seduction was the last album. Absolutely brilliant album. I really like the videos to your music as well. You're awfully hands-on with those videos.
Yeah, very hands-on. Very hands-on. Especially on this last record. Because in the interim of the self-titled record and Mass Seduction, I made a short horror film. So I got to kind of know the film world even more and be able to be even more hands-on on my own videos.
Because I've been following you for a while now, back in the Polyphonic Spree days. Love that.
Whoa.
The Nirvana stuff that you had done, see, 2014, the induction to the Hall of Fame.
Yeah.
When you got to sing with Nirvana, I thought that was brilliant. Because obviously you followed them when you were younger in Tulsa.
Yeah. Nirvana, I wouldn't be here if it wasn't for Nirvana, if it wasn't like for them tapping into that inexplicable rage that you have growing up in the suburbs.
I think everyone has that.
Yeah.
You can relate it so much across the music. Even when you watch Montage of Heck, you can just see it. You can kind of go, wow, what a story, what a musician. Back to your stuff. When I see you on stage and your live performances, you seem to delve into a world of discomfort at times, which really suits you. You're very comfortable there. You know, does that make sense? Can you understand what I'm saying?
Yeah. Am I very comfortable with discomfort? Probably so. Yeah. Probably so, because I always feel like the point of making art and songs is to kind of reach for that thing that's just past your conscious mind, you know?
Yeah,
just
absolutely.
Past your real understanding. And that thing is by nature kind of scary.
Yeah, there is a certain interpretation there too as well, is that like when you kind of come to the line, you dangle over it, you know, do I want to go there? And then you get there. It's impressive. It's so impressive. Particularly like your setup on stage. I did see a tweet that you had put up. It was a picture of your sister wearing one of your costumes.
Oh,
which
yeah.
Which I thought that was so funny. And it
so
kind of shows
cute.
The fun side as well. But even the artistic side of you translates on stage, particularly when you're playing guitar and you're really getting into it. It's one of those things that I think Electric Picnic are going to warm to. This is not your first time at Electric Picnic either.
Oh, yeah. I love coming here. I was here with David Byrne probably 5-6 years ago.
Sorry, 2013. Yes.
2013, yeah, yeah. 5 years ago. And then I came back just by myself in 2014. So clearly I love it. I'm here every other year.
You were one of the artists of the festival. You were on our top three of people to see. If I was to ask you of the three acts you would go to see today, if you had a chance to see acts or over the weekend, who would you have picked?
Well, I'm sure Kendrick was great. He's always great. I've been on a really big, early 90s industrial kick right now. So I'm excited to see The Prodigy tonight.
Well, brilliant, yeah.
Yeah, so excited.
I wouldn't have thought that.
Really?
I wouldn't have thought you would have been a mass fan of The Prodigy, but that's brilliant.
Yeah, honestly, the stuff that's like really near and dear to my heart is like, you know, Nine Inch Nails and Prodigy and Tool. Like, that's if I'm really honest.
When I first heard your music, the first thing that came into my head was PJ Harvey, Tori Amos, for some strange reason. Mm. They were the arts I saw, and I got excited because there's elements of Bjork in there too at times, which you really recreated the wheel, and which is good to see. Are we going to see another album coming out soon?
Oddly, yeah.
Brilliant.
Yeah.
Any hints as to when that'll be?
No.
No.
Because I don't even remember, but it's soon. But I also don't remember if I'm supposed to talk about it or not. I'm always working on stuff. You can rest assured I'll be making something, be it music or films or DJing or God knows what.
It's been brilliant talking to you, Annie.
Yeah,
thank you so much for chatting to us. Grammy Award winner, St. Vincent. Thank you.
Thank you.